First of all, let us look at the genesis. We have a number of private and public tertiary institutions all across the country. And on annual basis, thousands of youth are graduated from these tertiary institutions and are jobless. As a result, there's something in security analysis we call the youth bulge. So because of the complexing nature of the youth bulge, anytime there are job openings like this, including the security services, you have thousands of people express an interest in it, even though perhaps it is not based on personal conviction or love for the profession, but for the mere fact that they just want something to do with their lives. My number one issue has to do with the fact that the forms were sold to well over 80,000 youths, when indeed there's space for only 500 people, resulting in the immigration service bagging over 4 million Ghana cedis. In the first place, that is unfair, and that is a spite to our democracy, and I find that very unfortunate, because these are already people who are not working, they don't earn any income, and for you to take advantage of their joblessness, I find quite spiteful. But that notwithstanding, I think it's really important that apart from the physical examination they go through, the aptitude test and all that, it is important we look closely at their background, okay? In the past, I don't know whether it's still applicable. Even when you are going on foreign posting, when you work with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs or the controller or any civil service organization, some deep background checks is conducted to the extent that you have officers going to where you grew up, speaking with your childhood friends, etc. But because of the numbers, I'm wondering how feasible it will be. I mean, this should have all been thought through. It should have been planned. And proper due diligence would have to be done, so we will be able to know who and who is really interested or has love for the immigration service and not for the mere fact that they want to have a job doing. By so doing, we should also be able to unearth people with criminal backgrounds, so we don't have the wrong people going into the immigration service and taking advantage of their position to perpetrate crimes against society.
Adib Sani is a security analyst.